little analogy. It was spoken at the Tirumala Hill about 950 years ago by a great saint named Anantacharya. He said, a saintly person, a true bhakta, is like a crane. A crane is a bird. It has a long pointed beak, white feathers, long legs. And that crane stands on one leg, just looking down into a stream of water. And so many little fish are swimming by. The crane lets all the fish swim by. Dozens of fish, hundreds of fish, thousands of little fish are swimming by. He's just patiently watching, lets them pass. As soon as a big fish comes, he has a feast. But the analogy of the story, because cranes do eat fish, applies to us, that there are so many little things in our life, little things in the world that we become so distracted by, so attracted to, so disturbed by. We should focus our hearts on what's really important, on the big perspective of life. What's really important? What's really meaningful? What is my goal? If we don't remain focused and attentive toward the meaningful goal of life, then we see the little fish as really big. If you don't have inner fulfillment and a way to find inner fulfillment, then all the little things in life, which are like little grains of sand, we see the grains of sand to be like a mountain. And they disturb us so much. But if we keep our sight on the mountain, the real mountain, then we'll see the grain of sand for what it really is. Between husbands and wives, between brothers and brothers and sisters and brothers and sisters, between races, between religions, between all different kinds of people in so many different situations, within our own hearts, so many little things disturb us, and we become obsessed by these things. But actually, they're totally unimportant if we understand that we're an eternal soul. If we understand that soon we're all going to die, and what do these little matters have in significance to our life? The things that disturb us so much, we don't even remember in a day or two. To keep our mind focused, what is real love? What is our real potential to love? How we can connect to that love and share that love, whether in politics or business or industry or engineering, whether we're artists or in agriculture or teachers or monks. The important thing in life is our dharma. And if we focus on our dharma, then we will not be disturbed by all these little fish. We just let them pass. We do the best we can to deal with situations, but we do not become distracted from our purpose. Our purpose is to love God and to love each other unconditionally.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.